This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have 55 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy today. 20% chance of showers this morning. And our high today in the low 70s. Pretty good day. Retiring Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton said just before his roast and toast last evening, "I feel honored, even though I am about to be dishonored." And honored he was as elected officials, friends, and family gathered to sling insults and heap on praise for the leader who has dedicated more than 20 years of activism to our community. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's been a really great experience the last 8 years as mayor. I've really enjoyed it, from being in the holiday parade to chasing protesters out of the proposed CVS building to being arrested on Moral Monday, you name it. It's been kind of a wild ride.
That was the man of the hour, Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. Carborough Alderwoman Lydia Lavelle, who is running unopposed for mayor of Carborough, opened the roast with a few kind words about her predecessor, and then got down to business, saying, quote, "I hope you enjoyed those heartfelt remarks, because it is all downhill from here." The roast was hosted by the Carborough Board of Aldermen and Empowerment, Inc., a nonprofit organization that works to educate the community about affordable housing and also promotes economic development. Serving as mayor of Carborough since 2005, this year marks the end of Chilton's fourth and final term. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in 1991 as the youngest ever elected official in North Carolina at the age of 21. In 2000, Chilton became the executive director of Empowerment, Inc. and served in the position for 2 years. He continues to work with the organization as the director of special programs.
It means a lot to me. It's really, I didn't ever think it would be, but it's kind of shaping up to be part of my life's work.
Here's Dolores Bailey, the current executive director of Empowerment, Inc.
Having his knowledge, having his ability, the fact that he's a realtor and he's an attorney and he's an ex-director of Empowerment has just made it wonderful.
Roast audience members included former state senator and former mayor of Carborough, Ellie Kinnaird, Orange County Superior Court Judge Carl Fox, Carborough Board of Aldermen members Sammy Slade, Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, Jackie Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell, as well as members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, the Orange County Board of Commissioners, and members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board of Education. Mayor Bill Bell made the trek from Durham to show his support for Chilton. The roasting honors belong to Orange County blogger Ruby Sinreich, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, Chris Matheson, Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, and brother Andrew Chilton. Kleinschmidt said he'd known Chilton for more than 2 decades as they attended UNC together. He said, quote, "We were a small cohort of college students who plotted to take over the world, and we did," end quote. Kleinschmidt also lovingly mocked Chilton's go-to styles, including the classic hats and the always recognizable Carolina blue tie. Carborough Board of Aldermen members wore fedoras to pay homage to the outgoing Carborough mayor's favorite fashion accessory. Zach Ward, owner of DSI Comedy Theater, served as the roast master of ceremonies and said this just before the program began.
We'll see if he shows up. That's really the big thing. He hasn't answered any of his emails about the event, so there you go.
Haven O'Donnell and guests paid tribute to Chilton through a song about the widely known fact that Chilton takes his time to answer emails. Sinreich, who knew Chilton from their UNC undergraduate days, said that she helped him during his town council election campaign.
Since I went to college with Mark, it's not that hard to think of things that are embarrassing.
You probably have some good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm relying on that.
During their 24-year friendship, Sinreich said Chilton influenced her attitude towards political activism.
And when he was elected in 1991 and took office at the age of 21, that showed a whole generation of us that we actually could do stuff.
The evening finished with a toast given by Chilton's mother, Mary Nell Chilton, as the attendees raised their glasses in unison. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Congratulations to Mayor Mark Chilton, and also more from the person who wants to be the next mayor of Carrboro coming up next. WCHL News Time, 6:11.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carrboro Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carrboro Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net.
36 countries, 150 artisan groups, a world of handmade treasures, and one place to discover them all. 10,000 villages, home decor, jewelry, gifts, all one of a kind, fashioned one at a time. At 10,000 villages, each item tells a story.
When somebody else takes that beautiful item, I want to carry that beauty to them.
They're gifts that give twice, because 10,000 villages is a fair trade retailer, providing sustainable income to artisans in developing countries.
Fair trade has been the possibility to have what we have now.
Enriching their lives while bringing exotic elegance into yours. Surprise your senses. Express your style. Experience the new. Step into 10,000 villages.
I feel very beautiful making these products, and I want all our customers to feel beautiful wearing them.
Shop 10,000 villages at the shops at Eastgate in Chapel Hill today.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
6:13 at WCHL, we have 55 degrees. Carrboro Alderman and mayoral candidate Lily Lavelle says it's not news to anyone that development is one of the major issues with which Carrboro is dealing. She says she will make sure the town continues to focus on the best ways to make construction and people's day-to-day lives work hand-in-hand.
We'll have continued construction along Main Street. And so we're going to have a lot of traffic issues downtown. Part of what the board has been looking at is learning from some of the experiences we've had with the hotel in terms of construction management, for example. So we have some challenges in place to figure out how to route people through our town as those other constructions are occurring.
Lavelle was running unopposed. She says her availability isn't going to change from what it's been in her nearly 6 years on the Board of Aldermen.
I'll be available to meet with them, talk to them. They'll get good responses from me. I'm also kind of getting ready to set up regular kind of meetings with our town manager in an effort to make certain that the concerns of all of our citizens are going to be able to heard, as they have been, but it'll just be a different kind of flow with the administration change, if you will, from Mayor Chilton to myself.
WCHL's Ren Northam with Lavelle about her seeking election as mayor and how she believes she will best serve the town of Carrboro. You can tune in the 7 o'clock hour to hear more of this interview. You can hear the whole conversation on our website at chapelboro.com. Between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue to preview all of the candidates one-on-one. The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved a new ordinance on Monday that will fine home and business owners whose security systems repeatedly trigger false alarms. The measure, which is planned to take effect in January of 2014, was proposed by members of both the Chapel Hill Fire Department and the Chapel Hill Police Department. Another provision of the ordinance is that an alarm user must obtain an alarm permit from the town within 10 business days of the initial operation of the system. Fire Chief Dan Jones spoke to the council and said that the department's research indicated 95% of alarms are false, accidental, or otherwise unfounded.
The purpose of the ordinance is to reduce these accidental alarms that tie up public resources and create unnecessary responses, which is a safety issue for us.
Accidental alarm activations can occur as a result of malfunctioning equipment, human error, or environmental conditions. The ordinance sets civil penalties for excessive false alarms, four or more within a permit year, and failure to obtain applicable alarm permits. The Chapel Hill Police Department responded to 1,250 alarm activations at a cost of $122,400. Chapel Hill Police Department Chief Chris Blue also explained why he believed the program was important for the safety of the community. A routine police alarm response includes at least two officers. A typical fire department alarm response requires up to 10 firefighters. The average time spent on the scene for alarm calls is 17 minutes.
In the time it takes to clear an alarm, tying up half of the town's firefighting and emergency response resources.
Jones said that the program will require the equivalent of a full-time staff person and estimated the person will be in office for the first 12 months. Chief Blue said that both departments will continue researching which alarm systems proved to be the faultiest with the intention of producing a report on the findings for the council and the community. Councilmember Lee Storrow said he was concerned about the cost that UNC would accrue due to false alarms, though he was supportive of the program. Your local Trattoria Panzanella will close at the end of this year. After 14 years in business, Trattoria is Italian for an informal restaurant or tavern. When Panzanella first opened, it was one of the few restaurants to offer locally produced food. Since then, several other restaurants have opened offering local food. General manager for Weaver Street Market, Ruffin Slater, says declining sales and rising costs are the main reason for closing Panzanella.
As a result, sales have declined and costs have continued to increase. We have about 25 fewer customers than we did in 2008. So it was just no longer feasible to operate.
Part of the Weaver Street Market Cooperative, Panzanella will not renew its lease at Carmel Mall. The cost of the space at Carmel was originally split between a bakery and office space. But since opening the food house in Hillsboro, Panzanella now pays for the whole empty space. Slater says management will spend the next few months working with the staff to help place them either in another position at Weaver Street Market or will help them find work elsewhere and provide severance pay. Slater says one of the key resources the company wants to help people maintain is their health coverage.
Severance pay, if people prefer to move on, as well as assistance in maintaining continuous health insurance coverage. And we want to make sure the staff can continue that coverage.
Panzanella is one of the few restaurants to offer health coverage to employees. Slater says that Trattoria will remain open until December 22nd and continue to provide great service to its customers. WCHL News Time is 6:18. Time now to take a look at traffic and weather together. And this traffic report this morning is brought to you by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Cruisers serving freshly made, freshly brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, traffic moving along very smoothly this morning. That's mostly because there's very little traffic available out there and not much happening so far. But that situation, as you know, will always change. And when it does, Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be keeping a close eye on the traffic situation and we'll let you know what's happening. In the meantime, if you spot anything that we're not reporting, then call us in the newsroom, 919-9678-363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and let us know what it is. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 55 degrees this morning, a little warmer than yesterday. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning. High today in the low 70s. Tonight partly cloudy, a little patchy fog rolling in after midnight. Overnight low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow we'll have to deal with fog first thing in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s, so a little warmer still tomorrow. WCHL Championship Sports on the way next.
Remember when you were a child and wanted to meet an astronaut? Now that you're grown up, here's your chance. North Carolina's first astronaut is coming to the Jupiter Ball, an exciting benefit gala at the Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center. Join Moorhead on November 22nd for an evening of dining, dancing, and entertainment with Space Shuttle astronaut Bill Thornton. Your participation in the Jupiter Ball benefits thousands of North Carolina school children through science education at Moorhead. Tickets and sponsorships are available now. For more information, visit moorheadplanetarium.org.
Everyone plays a part when it comes to school bus safety. I'm Trooper Don Metz with the State Highway Patrol. Keeping our kids safe takes teamwork. Parents, a trusted adult should be at the bus stop every morning and afternoon. Kids, always stay out of the road. Make sure you can see the bus driver's eyes. And when you get on or off, wait for the bus to stop. And drivers, when the bus stops, you stop. Help protect our children. It's a team effort, and together we can make a difference. This message brought to you by the North Carolina State Highway Patrol and 97.9 WCHL.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports brought to you this morning by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. For the senior Tar Heel football players, the clock is ticking now on their college careers at Carolina. And for one of those seniors in particular, that reality has really hit home. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Senior defensive end Kareem Martin has been stepping up his game lately. Head coach Larry Fedora says he attributes the spike in play to Martin seeing the light at the end of the tunnel on his career at Carolina.
You know what? Nothing different. I will tell you this. Kareem, I think the thing that you see with Kareem is that, you know, it's he can see that light, you know, at the end of the tunnel, and he is trying to make the most of every play that he has.
Martin says despite the senior class being relatively small in number, they all have stepped up as vocal leaders on the team, providing guidance to their younger teammates.
Not at all. I mean, it's a few guys. It's only about nine or so of us seniors, but, you know, I feel like even though it's less of us, you know, we're leading a lot more. You know, guys on defense, you know, we're the vocal leaders. We're, you know, Brent, he's leading this offense. And, you know, it's not many of us, but our impact, you know, it can be seen, you know, in the locker room and on the field.
The rivalry game against NC State means a lot to Martin. He says he is pumped up about the chance to finish out his UNC career with two straight victories over the Wolfpack.
And then last year we were finally able to get, you know, get the victory and, you know, to get two in a row against the squad, you know, it mean a whole lot. No, we're taking one game at a time, but to get this win would definitely be a lot bigger than maybe some of the others.
1 year ago against NC State, lightning struck for the Tar Heels in the form of a punt return by Giovanni Bernard. The moment will be enshrined in Carolina football folklore, and Martin says despite being on the sideline for the play, it was one of the best moments he's had in a Carolina blue uniform.
And when he caught the punt, you know, I was expecting him to get some yards, but I wouldn't expect him to run it all the way back, and I saw the setup and I saw the wall, you know, I just popped up and I was just like, he might run this back, and then I saw the punter had a decent angle on him, and you know, he whiffed at him, and you know, it was just crazy. Everybody ran on the field. It was probably one of the best moments I've had since I've been here.
Martin has been causing more disruption in the backfield in the past couple of contests versus Miami and Boston College. He credits this to becoming more of a risk taker.
You know, just taking risk. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things. You know, taking more opportunities, you know, when I see the play actually going after it. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. To make the plays, you have to be willing to take the risk, you know, high risk, high reward. And I think it's been working for me. And, you know, I'm doing everything within the defense, you know, but I'm doing that much more extra.
Martin and the Tar Heels will be hoping some of those risks pay off again Saturday in Raleigh. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Kareem is not by himself. Every Carolina fan will remember that moment when Gio ran the punt back to beat North Carolina State. The number 11 UNC women's basketball team previews its season tonight with an exhibition contest against Carson Newman. The game tips off at 6 p.m. in Carmichael Arena. Admission is free. Carson Newman is the alma mater of head coach Sylvia Hatchell. Hatchell played basketball and volleyball there while earning a degree in physical education. However, Hatchell will not be coaching the game due to her ongoing leukemia treatment. Associate head coach Andrew Calder will fill the role. He's the interim head coach. The game can be viewed on Go Heels TV. Now you can read the story and follow all the latest on UNC women's basketball on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. And we'll continue to talk about sports throughout the morning here. We'll talk more Tar Heel football next hour on WCHL. And a lot more coming up. Of course, tonight is Game 6 in the World Series. Boston Red Sox have a chance to wrap it all up. 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Cassidy Turley. Discover the value of market intelligence. Discover clarity in commercial real estate services. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Charles Osgood. You don't usually hear government officials apologizing. Marilyn Taverner, who runs Medicare and Medicaid, did yesterday, testifying before the House Ways and Means Committee.
To the millions of Americans who have attempted to use healthcare.gov to shop and enroll in healthcare coverage, I want to apologize to you that the website has not worked as well as it should. We know how desperately you need affordable coverage.
She admitted,
this initial experience has not lived up to our expectations or the expectations of the American people, and it is not acceptable.
More from Taverner and some committee members, too, after this.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
At the end of the day, some companies are up and some are down. The winners are likely increasing revenues, meeting profit targets, improving customer satisfaction. And there's a good chance they're using Kronos Cloud technology to help transform their workforce by controlling labor costs, minimizing compliance risk, and improving workforce productivity. Whether you're a Fortune 500 or small to mid-sized business, find out more about the Kronos Cloud at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
What Maryland Taverner wanted to assure everybody was that the opening problems of the healthcare website canon will be fixed.
While these problems will require a lot of hard work, the bottom line conclusion is this healthcare.gov site is fixable.
By the end of November, she said. Representative Kevin Brady, Republican of Texas, couldn't hold back when Taverner said.
So what I can guarantee is that we have a system that's working. We're going to improve the speed of that system.
Excuse me.
Yes.
You're saying the system right now is working?
I'm saying it's working. It's just not working at the speed that we want and at the success rate that we want. And those are the things we're working on.
Committee Democrats were critical of their Republican colleagues.
It doesn't pass the laugh test that they somehow care about getting this right.
Suddenly they seem desperate to see a bill that they didn't want actually work.
One of the Republicans shot back.
I think this was designed for failure from the beginning.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
Dad, go long.
He runs toward the end zone. He's at the 20, the 10. Touchdown! Oh, ow!
Dad?
Moments like this are why we created Ortho Now, a walk-in service providing same-day treatment of acute orthopedic conditions like sprains, sports injuries, minor fractures, and joint pain. Because whether you're playing ball on the field or in the driveway, you deserve the expert care of UNC Orthopedics. UNC Ortho Now, open Monday through Thursday 8 to 7 and Friday 8 to 5. UNCOrtho.org.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's half off, $30 worth of Asian food and drinks, available until midnight for $15. Red Bull is a traditional Asian bistro in a contemporary setting featuring a full-service cocktail lounge. Each distinctive dish is handcrafted to order in their immaculate open kitchen, prepared only with the finest and freshest ingredients. It's half off from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels.
Yes, sir.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
It is 6:30, bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today, and you can select from 8 juicy smoked meats, all delicious, and fresh sides, too. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 55 degrees this morning, mostly cloudy, not as cool as it has been. 20% chance for showers, and we could get some rain this morning. Our high today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the low 50s, and some fog rolling in the wee hours of the morning. Tomorrow we'll have to deal with the fog first thing, otherwise a partly sunny day with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, some more clouds with a 30% chance for showers, probably after midnight. And the low tomorrow night in the low 60s, so more like spring weather.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. It's Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius' turn to go before Congress and explain problems with healthcare.gov. Correspondent Susan McGinnis.
She is the highest ranking official to testify about the problems with healthcare.gov with that website.
She is going to likely tell everyone in her prepared testimony that the site did not meet expectations. She will likely blame contractors hired to build the website for the main quarterback of the site. That was the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's CMS.
In testimony yesterday before House members,
contractors said that they warned the White House about the problems weeks before the launch. Members of Congress today are going to want to know, when did Kathleen Sebelius first learn about all these problems? They're going to want to know who she told and when.
The head of Medicare and Medicaid Services now says that by the end of next month, the healthcare.gov website should be in better shape. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
55 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ross Stutz. Retiring Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton said just before his roast and toast last night, "I feel honored, even though I'm about to be dishonored." And honored he was as elected officials, friends, and family gathered to sling insults and heap on the praise for the leader who's dedicated more than 20 years of activism to our community. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It's been a really great experience the last 8 years as mayor. I've really enjoyed it, from being in the holiday parade to chasing protesters out of the proposed CVS building to being arrested on Moral Monday, you name it. It's been kind of a wild ride.
That was the man of the hour, Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. Carborough Alderwoman Lydia Lavelle, who is running unopposed for mayor of Carborough, opened the roast with a few kind words about her predecessor and then got down to business, saying, quote, "I hope you enjoyed those heartfelt remarks, because it is all downhill from here." The roast was hosted by the Carborough Board of Aldermen and Empowerment, Inc., a nonprofit organization that works to educate the community about affordable housing and also promotes economic development. Serving as mayor of Carborough since 2005, this year marks the end of Chilton's fourth and final term. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in 1991 as the youngest ever elected official in North Carolina at the age of 21. In 2000, Chilton became the executive director of Empowerment, Inc. and served in the position for 2 years. He continues to work with the organization as the director of special programs.
It means a lot to me. It's really, I didn't ever think it would be, but it's kind of shaping up to be part of my life's work.
Here's Dolores Bailey, the current executive director of Empowerment, Inc.
Having his knowledge, having his ability, the fact that he's a realtor and he's an attorney and he's an ex-director of Empowerment has just made it wonderful.
Roast audience members included former state senator and former mayor of Carborough, Ellie Kinnaird, Orange County Superior Court Judge Carl Fox, Carborough Board of Aldermen members Sammy Slade, Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, Jackie Giss, and Randy Haven O'Donnell, as well as members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, the Orange County Board of Commissioners, and members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board of Education. Mayor Bill Bell made the trek from Durham to show his support for Chilton. The roasting honors belong to Orange County blogger Ruby Sinreich, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, Chris Matheson, Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, and brother Andrew Chilton. Kleinschmidt said he'd known Chilton for more than 2 decades as they attended UNC together. He said, quote, "We were a small cohort of college students who plotted to take over the world, and we did," end quote. Kleinschmidt also lovingly mocked Chilton's go-to styles, including the classic hats and the always recognizable Carolina blue tie. Carborough Board of Aldermen members wore fedoras to pay homage to the outgoing Carborough mayor's favorite fashion accessory. Zach Ward, owner of DSI Comedy Theater, served as the roast master of ceremonies and said this just before the program began.
We'll see if he shows up. That's really the big thing. He hasn't answered any of his emails about the event, so there you go.
Haven O'Donnell and guests paid tribute to Chilton through a song about the widely known fact that Chilton takes his time to answer emails. Sinreich, who knew Chilton from their UNC undergraduate days, said that she helped him during his town council election campaign.
Since I went to college with Mark, it's not that hard to think of things that are embarrassing.
You probably have some good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm relying on that.
During their 24-year friendship, Sinreich said Chilton influenced her attitude towards political activism.
And when he was elected in 1991 and took office at the age of 21, that showed a whole generation of us that we actually could do stuff.
The evening finished with a toast given by Chilton's mother, Mary Nell Chilton, as the attendees raised their glasses in unison. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Presumably, the next mayor of Carrboro, Lydia Lavelle, says it's not news to anyone that development is one of the major issues with which Carrboro is dealing. She says she will make sure the town continues to focus on the best ways to make construction and people's day-to-day lives work hand-in-hand.
We'll have continued construction along Main Street. So we're going to have a lot of traffic issues downtown. Part of what the board has been looking at is learning from some of the experiences we've had with the hotel in terms of construction management, for example. So we have some challenges in place to figure out how to route people through our town as those other constructions are occurring.
Lavelle is a current member of the Board of Aldermen and running unopposed for mayor. She says her availability is not going to change from what it's been in her nearly 6 years on the board.
I'll be available to meet with them, talk to them. They'll get good responses from me. I'm also kind of getting ready to set up regular kind of meetings with our town manager in an effort to make certain that the concerns of all of our citizens are going to be able to heard, as they have been, but it'll just be a different kind of flow with the administration change, if you will, from Mayor Chilton to myself.
Once again, that is Lily Lavelle speaking with WCHL's Rand Northam about her seeking election as mayor and how she believes she will best serve the town of Carrboro. Tune in this 7 o'clock hour to hear more of this interview on WCHL. And between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. President Barack Obama is slighting the slow start of the Massachusetts healthcare system to keep expectations low for early signups for his own overhaul. And he's pointing to the bipartisan efforts to get the program launched in Massachusetts to encourage his opponents to stop rooting for the law's failure. The president was speaking about the law yesterday at Boston's historic Faneuil Hall, where Massachusetts Republican Governor Mitt Romney was joined by the late Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy to sign the state's health care overhaul bill back in 2006. The White House said Obama would point to Massachusetts' sluggish start while visiting Boston. Only 123 paying consumers signed up for the first month of the Massachusetts law, with 36,000 enrolling by the time penalties for failing to have insurance kicked in. You'll be hearing more about this, of course, throughout the day on CBS News. In news around town this morning, watch out for lane closures on and near campus today. One lane at Pittsburgh Street is going to be closed from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. near the intersection of South Columbia Street and Manning Drive for waterline work. And the left lane of northbound South Columbia Street will also be closed from 9 a.m. until noon for tree trimming. Town officials are warning drivers to be cautious in these areas and avoid them if you can. Would you like to see roller derby in Chapel Hill? If so, there's an interest meeting on Tuesday, November 5th. That is next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in the Lincoln Gym on Merritt Mill Road at the Lincoln Center. Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation is holding the meeting. They're thinking about launching a city-sponsored women's roller derby league, provided there's enough interest. The idea for the league came from Colleen Carroll, who moved to Chapel Hill earlier this year. She says, as far as she knows, Chapel Hill would be the first town to sponsor its own roller derby league. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Coming up next, Lou Margolis has today's commentary. It's about football, head injuries, and conversation. That's on the way next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance Acura is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Acura. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Limeburger Cancer Center. Isn't it nice to know that your Acura purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patients support? Why would you want to buy your Acura anywhere else? You can lease the 2013 Acura ILX for $161 per month, and the performance promise is included. We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number DE1F3EJNW. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and $549 dock fee. Based on MRSP of $26,795 and selling price of $25,748. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom, performanceacura@chapelhill.com, where sales and service specials abound. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Acura is the Hendrick team member.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
If you don't know much about your dream job, make a change today at Durham Tech. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. We've got continuing education classes, vocational training, and degree programs to get you started on your new career. Check out our website for our new course catalog at durhamtech.edu to start your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
I love that song. 55 degrees, 642 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. The Thursday night football game in Chapel Hill may seem like ancient history, but as a teacher of public health and as one unsettled by the risks of brain trauma inherent in the game of football, my own experience continues to reverberate. For the game, I hand-lettered a sign asking, how much brain damage from football is okay? And then meandered among the fans gathering around the entrances to the stadium for an hour or so before the kickoff. No bullhorn, no flyers, just a sign that asked a thought-provoking question, given that football accounts for 70% of the sports-related concussions in males, which translates into more than 55,000 concussions in high school football alone each year. I enjoyed watching little kids slowly sound out the words on the sign and then turn to a parent to ask what the question meant. More than 20 people approached me to talk. Most of the conversations thanked me for speaking out. Former UNC football players recalling their drive to play while injured. A high school coach in conflict over trying to balance the head injuries from football with the seeming benefits of teamwork and fitness. Several dads wondering about what to encourage in their 6-year-old or 10-year-old sons. And others who have simply been troubled by this harm welcomed a chance to talk. Another group of conversations involve those simply curious to learn more about this topic that has gained attention in the media, the problem of football and brain injuries. Other conversations, satisfyingly few I should add, brought forth fans hoping for more brain damage on one team or the other on the playing field that night. As a teacher, I was struck by the realization that the perfect lecture or the expertly crafted scholarly paper may not quite get people to think or act in the same way as does the chance to talk with one another. As I wandered through the crowd and so many reached out to me, it was as if simply carrying a sign with a wrenching question gave permission to enter into conversation. I'd like to think that these encounters sparked a fair number of discussions about brain damage and football the next day and the next. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
As the Tar Heels prepare for NC State this week, there's a different feel around the Carolina program. As the Heels got back in the win column last Saturday, 34-10 against Boston College. And head coach Larry Fedora can see the improvement in his team.
Especially the last 2 weeks, I think that, we've started to make some progress in some areas. And we haven't arrived, but we're getting better. We're getting better in a lot of positions, and we're getting better in a lot of situations. We got, with as many young people playing as we're playing, they're getting better, and they're getting more experience, and they're feeling more comfortable with what we're doing. And so, we want to build off that each week.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now. at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
One area in which the Heels excelled against BC was in the red zone, where Carolina converted all five trips into touchdowns.
Much better execution, you know, more focus from the guys. We were, you know, we were also, I think, 50% on third downs, which was better. And so, you know, just overall more focus and more, more energy, more intensity.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
And remember, our coverage of Saturday's North Carolina and North Carolina State game starts bright and early, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Tom here from Terra Nova Global Properties. Come on down this weekend to our huge blowout sale. New truckloads have just arrived. We've got homes in every style, color, and price. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all.
Whoa, whoa, Tom. That's not how we do it at Terra Nova.
You're right. I was just excited to be on the radio.
Now tell them the truth, Tom.
Okay. We listen to our clients. We have vast knowledge of the local market, and we work with buyers and sellers.
You got it.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Tax title license.
How much should a good kitchen cost? Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Since 1986, we've been helping Chapel Hillians fix up their kitchens, baths, basements, and everything in between, turning your dream into reality without busting your budget. We're an Angie's List Super Service Award winner, 3 years running, with three decades of repeat customers. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Find us on Facebook and visit us at CederbergKitchens.com. Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, our team, your home.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees. They have that great chewy ice. It's guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents. I'm in there just about every day. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, let's check in with the inimitable Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. How are you?
Just fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
One day closer to the weekend.
That's true. Happy hump day.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. How about you?
Yeah, ready to get through it.
Yeah. What day is this?
I knew it sparked something.
I still love that camel.
I know. It's a good one.
It really is. You look good today.
Thank you very much.
Blue,
feel good.
Kind of a medium blue shirt. Safely on the side of Carolina rather than that darker evil blue from down the road. You look good. Nice matching tie. Little polka dots, something.
Yeah. Yellow with black dots.
You continue to set the bar so high, and I'm not even trying to jump.
It's like college pick'em.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, you're not going downhill, though, not with your attire.
Yeah, that's true.
And I started out at the bottom, and I'm staying there. Thank you very much.
Well, when steady wins the race, I guess.
That's right. Yeah, if we can just extend the season, the football season, all the way through basketball season, maybe I might have a chance to catch up. But
yeah, maybe.
That's not going to happen. Well, what's happening in the roadways?
Roadways moving smoothly to start off today. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you again in just a little while here. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. It goes without saying that if you want to watch a game, any kind of a sporting event, maybe even World Series game tonight, game six, they got lots of TVs over there, and it's a great place to watch. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. All right, it is 55 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning. Just a slight chance. Our high today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little patchy fog after midnight. Overnight, low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, patchy fog first thing in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. 30% chance of rain developing tomorrow night with a low in the low 60s. So that's not really all that cool. Right now, as I said, it's dark. 55 degrees in Chapel Hill, 54 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. And time now for celebrating birthdays on WCHO. Got a whole bunch of these, so let's get right to it. Grace Slick, a member of Jefferson Airplane, and Starship beyond that, but Jefferson Airplane. Grace Slick, 74 years old today, hard to believe. Songwriter Eddie Holland is 74. Holland, Dozier Holland, they wrote so many great songs from Motown, and Eddie Holland is 74. And Otis Williams, the only member of the original Temptations who is still alive, and he still keeps the group going. He's 72 years old today. Otis Williams, happy birthday. Henry Winkler, better known as the Fonz, hey, 68 years old today. Broadcast journalist Andrea Mitchell, 67 years old today. Chris Slade, who's a member of Asia, the rock group, 67 years old today. Timothy B. Smith, a member of the Eagles. He's the one with a really high voice, 66 years old today. Actor Leon Rippey, 64. Actor Harry Hamlin is 62. Country singer T. Graham Brown turns 59 today. Actor Kevin Pollak is 56. Gavin Rossdale, lead singer of Bush, 46 years old today. He's also married to Gwen Stefani, in case you're wondering. Comedian Ben Bailey is 43. Let's see here. Actor Gael Garcia Bernal, 35. Actor Matthew Morrison is 35. And actor Taquan Richmond, who was on Everybody Hates Chris, is 21 years old today. Got a couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Brian Edwards, who lives in Hillsborough, is celebrating today. Happy birthday, Brian. And our birthday winner of the day is Jesse Ainsley. Jesse Ainsley has a birthday today, and everybody's going to celebrate. Not only that, but he's going to get a $10 gift certificate from Chris Derby and the folks at the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. And they always love taking care of their customers. Jesse, they'll take care of you too. Jesse Ainsley, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, you ready, everybody? Freddie Kiger.
Yep, thank you very much.
Mr. Ron Stutz, welcoming Freddie to the show every day.
You're very kind. Thank you, WCHL and
Trivia.
Barry.
Barry Loeffler, this one's for you.
Yeah, you know what? Barry would, I think, appreciate this one.
You think he would know this?
Heck, his son would probably know most of the stuff we're doing.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Man, he's smart as a...
I don't know if you know the music, good. but he's smart.
Yes, he is.
He's smart about everything
else. He's quite
else.
The Renaissance guy.
Has anything to do with computers or anything high-tech, he would know.
Oh, man. It's all over it.
Yeah. Talking about Josh here.
Yeah, Josh is amazing. Yeah. Hey, we're doing a literature tour. It was a little odd the day before Halloween, but I thought, well, what the heck?
A little wit and lit for you.
But you know what? As you will see, and as you will hear, there is a tie.
There is a tie. A tie-in, you mean?
There is a tie-in with literature and Halloween and stuff and all that. Yeah, okay. All right, ready? Here we go, folks.
Yeah.
On this day, on this very day, my friends, 75 years ago,
right?
Orson Welles created a nationwide panic with his radio adaptation of The War of the Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Name the author who wrote the classic and his nationality.
Oh, make it a little tougher.
Well, let's make it a little tough. Orson Welles, War of the Worlds. 75 years ago this day, people freaked.
Mm-hmm.
He did his radio adaptation, and we're asking, name the author of The War of the Worlds and his nationality.
All right, call right now, 919-929-WCHL if you know the answer to the question. You can swap a trivia prize and get a $10 gift card to
Cruisers, where you are
good to go.
Yes, sir.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Diane Lusky of Chapel Hill is a former teacher. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
I taught every grade level from kindergarten through sixth grade. It was 25 years in the city schools, and then elsewhere I taught. My total teaching years was 38. I taught in Japan, I taught in Germany, and a couple of the states.
Diane Lusky spends a lot of her time working with a Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program.
I'm very fortunate in being matched with a young girl whom I actually knew before the program, and she's delightful. Inquisitive, she's curious, she wants to learn, and I think she's the little girl I never had. Plus, I get to do a lot of fun things, like go to the circus and have my nails done. It's quite a rewarding experience.
Diane also works with the Chapel Hill Carborough Public School Foundation.
It really keeps me in touch with the schools. Since I've been retired, it gives me a way of knowing what's going on in the schools. I do a lot of volunteer work, and I've done some substituting, and I think in terms of my mentor relationship, it helps to know what programs are and what expectations are. And my specific responsibility is to read grant proposals from the teachers and then decide how to fund these.
But it doesn't sound like you're really retired. Is there any time that you actually take off?
It's a busy life, and I think my husband would tell you I need to stop doing all those things and start taking care of him a little more.
Congratulations, Diane Lusky of Chapel Hill, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 657 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning with Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz on this day before Halloween.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a question today about War of the Worlds. You might not have been around when Orson Welles did his...
Wouldn't that be cool if somebody were to call in and has lived long enough that they remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
From, like, you know, being up in the area?
It's Orson Welles who did the radio thing.
Yeah, but he did the adaptation of The War of the Worlds written by H.G. Wells. Yes.
Were they related?
Oh, no. That's a good point.
I don't think they were. I never even
Wells
thought about that.
Wells is W-E-L-L-E-S.
Yeah.
And H.G. was W-E-L-L-S. Mm-hmm. And he was... English.
Now you're getting deep.
So Brian Stabler, Brian Keeliff, some of our friends out there who are from the United Kingdom. Well, you know, actually, Brian's not from the United Kingdom.
Really?
He was from one of the colonies.
Is that right?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
H.G. Wells, English. The work was originally published in 1898.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the country freaked when those listening to Edgar Bergen on NBC Radio, all of a sudden there was a bulletin that came in.
Uh-huh.
And if you hadn't been listening earlier, when the announcement that Martians were landing, people missed the disclaimer that Martians really were not landing. Can you imagine?
Oh, boy, that was something else. The answer, once again, is H.G. Wells. And congratulations, Matt Sneed, who called in with the answer. And congratulations, Matt. You get Swamp Trooper Prize and get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Also, Dr. Garland Hershey called in with the answer a little after Matt and said that H.G. Wells was from Mars. So, hey, just so you'll know, it is 6:59 at WCHL.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's half off, $30 worth of Asian food and drinks, available until midnight for $15. Red Bull is a traditional Asian bistro in a contemporary setting featuring a full-service cocktail lounge. Each distinctive dish is handcrafted to order in their immaculate open kitchen, prepared only with the finest and freshest ingredients. It's half off from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Mostly cloudy today, 20% chance of showers, and maybe even a little rain this morning. High today in the low 70s. Right now it is 55 degrees in WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.